Joe Walsh, GOP investigating Hunter Biden's laptop is going to anger the American people. By Pam Key on January 1, 2023. Former Congressman and radio talker Joe Walsh said on MSNBC's The Sunday Show that House Republicans investigating President Joe Biden's son Hunter is going to anger the American people. Walsh said, "The Republicans have no agenda. You're going to see 2 years of utter chaos trying to investigate Hunter Biden's laptop and everything like that. Which is just going to anger the American people more." Guest host Yoami Shalsandor asked, "What do you think governing looks like in this GOP? Do they have any sort of big bills that they might be able to pass through?" Walsh said, "There is no agenda. There is no legislative agenda. Their agenda for the next 2 years since revenge. It's investigate everything Democrats have done for the last 2 or 3 years. That's all they're going to do. That will hurt them as it should with the American people." He added, "The difference between the Senate and the House are profound because Senate Republicans don't want any of this craziness going on. They don't want the government to shut down. They don't want Hunter Biden laptop investigated. This is really going to be solely on McCarthy in the House up against really even their own Republicans in the Senate." In 2018 and 2020, Breitbart senior contributor and Government Accountability Institute President Peter Schweitzer published Secret Empires and Profiles in Corruption. Each book hit number one on the New York Times bestseller list and exposed how Hunter Biden and Joe Biden flew aboard Air Force Two in 2013 to China before Hunter's firm inked a $1.5 billion deal with a subsidiary of the Chinese government's Bank of China less than 2 weeks after the trip. Schweitzer's work also uncovered the Biden family's other vast and lucrative foreign deals and cronyism. Breitbart political editor Emma Jo Morris' investigative work at the New York Post on the Hunter Biden laptop from hell also captured international headlines when she, along with Miranda Devine, revealed that Joe Biden was intimately involved in Hunter's businesses, appearing to even have a 10% stake in a company the Scion formed with officials at the highest levels of the Chinese Communist Party. Follow Pam Key on Twitter at Pam Kanan.